looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Wednesday, October the 20th, 2021. It is currently 3:43 p.m. Central Time, and I'm coming to you live once again from the empty sanctuary of Victory Baptist Church, located right here in Ovalle, Texas. And I am here for, well, the next at least, what, 4 hours at least, 4 hours plus. I'll be here all the way till 8 p.m. At 7 p.m., we'll be having our in-person service, and we'll be once again looking at 1 John and looking at it as a polemic against Gnosticism. So we'll be broadcasting that live under the Theology Central podcast this evening. That starts at 7 p.m. So please tune in. All you need is the Spreaker app. Download that. Look for Theology Central. Subscribe to the podcast. And whenever we're live, well, you can listen when we're live. And there's a chat feature. You can ask questions and give your perspective as well. I gave the time, but I've already forgotten. It is now 3:44 p.m. So 3:44 p.m. until 8 p.m. I'll be right here inside this building doing as many live broadcasts as I can, talking about as many important topics as I can. And hopefully, by the time all of the live broadcasts are over today, you're going to be like, well, that was informative, interesting, entertaining, challenging, thought-provoking, irritating. As long as you feel something, then I guess I accomplished something, right? I guess, is that the way I measure success? I don't know. It's a theology podcast. Hopefully I measure success by making you think, challenging you, and hopefully helping you spiritually, which is obviously a major goal of this podcast. But it is October. Today is October the 20th. You know what that means? It's that time of year for many Christians where you will find yourself in a discussion and a debate about Halloween. And even if you're not in a discussion and a debate with others about Halloween, you may be involved with a discussion and a debate with yourself and with your family and what you're going to do on October the 31st. Does your family celebrate Halloween? Do the kids go trick-or-treating? What do you do? What can you do? What is acceptable? What isn't acceptable? What is sinful? What is wrong? What is ungodly? What is worldly? And for many Christians, this is a yearly struggle, and it's very frustrating that it sometimes turns into, personally, I think sometimes even all of the debate and argument about it is detrimental to someone's spiritual life. I mean, even if you decide that not participating in Halloween is the Christian thing to do and the spiritual thing to do, I think sometimes all of the arguing and fighting is still detrimental to you spiritually, even if you don't participate. So it wasn't a major in-depth look at anything. It was just trying to give you kind of some things to think about, trying to offer some thoughts to maybe challenge your perspective on the whole thing and make you look at it. We looked at the Satanic Bible. We looked at we talked about a number of issues. In fact, let me just give you the phrases and words that I told you to write down yesterday as you think about Halloween and what you should or shouldn't do. The first phrase was Christian liberty, or just the word liberty. As a Christian, you have liberty to do anything that is not explicitly condemned in Scripture, with a big however. However, you cannot use that liberty in a way that would ultimately hurt others, and this is very important, or ultimately hurt you. Look, if you're doing something, even though it's not explicitly condemned in Scripture, but it's moving you in the direction of committing a sin, well, then obviously you would want to abstain from being able to engage in whatever that is, whatever you may have liberty to do, so not in order to hurt yourself or hurt others. There's a lot of things that you can do that are not necessarily clearly, you know, spelled out as sinful. However, if they ultimately lead you to some sin, well, then you would want to change and really think that through. So, I mean, that's a whole discussion about Christian liberty, but the question is obvious then. Halloween, does that fall within the category of Christian liberty? And if it does so, then you should act accordingly. But remember, even if you believe it falls within the realm of Christian liberty, Don't use that liberty to cause others to stumble or hurt other people. So in other words, if you believe, yes, Halloween is a part of Christian liberty and I can engage in the following ways. Now, obviously, just saying Halloween falls within the realm of Christian liberty doesn't mean you can engage in anything and everything, because obviously there would be some activities that would be clearly condemned by Scripture, like, for example, a Ouija board, you know, drawing a pentagram in your backyard and sacrificing a ghost goat at midnight and drinking its blood. Okay, you get the idea. But if Halloween in general falls within the realm of Christian liberty, well, then by all means, you can do that, but then do not cause it. Don't just go and throw it in other people's faces. I guess that's the best way to put it, so that you hurt them. So we talked about Halloween and Christian liberty. Then we talked about Halloween and sin. Do you believe Halloween is not a matter of Christian liberty, that it is clearly a sin, and that it's clearly condemned in Scripture? If you do that, you've got to first make a very good case of that, and then this is very, 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 very important. Okay, and this is the third one. So the first phrase was Christian liberty. The second was the second word, or the, you know, because, well, Christian liberty, I won't number them. Christian liberty, then sin. And then here's the thing. If you believe it is sinful, you believe it is ungodly, you believe Christians shouldn't have anything to do with Halloween, then clearly make sure that you are avoiding being a hypocrite. That's the third thing that we talked about, is don't be a hypocrite. And what do I mean by that? I think it's just sometimes very foolish, ridiculous, cheesy that Christians are like, Halloween is horrible, Halloween is horrible, but hey, come to our church on October whatever for trunk or treat. Hey, come to our church for our fall festival where you can dress up as, you know, characters, and you're going to get candy and there's going to be games. But hey, we want you to know it's not Halloween, okay? Okay, wink, wink, wink. We're not celebrating Halloween. We're celebrating the harvest, right? Right? None of us are farmers, but that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating fall, right? Right? We're not celebrating fall on the first day of fall, but we're going to celebrate fall very, very, very close to Halloween, because it's not Halloween. It's just, come on. You're celebrating Halloween. You're just trying to Christianize it, but really you're still engaging in many of the same activities. Dressing up, candy. You're still engaging in many of the exact same activities that you say that if you don't do it inside a church and you actually go from door to door to door saying trick or treat, that's sinful. But if you walk into the church, don't say the word trick or treat. Well, you can say treat, you just can't say trick. You can say trunk or treat. That's it. Just becomes utterly ridiculous and hypocritical. So either Halloween's a part of Christian liberty, or it's a sin, and if it's a sin, then be very careful not to slide over into hypocrisy. And the ultimate thing about what churches do is, where in the Scripture is the churches commanded? I mean, like, if you're going to say, I think Halloween is condemned by Scripture. Okay, if you say that, fine. But then you need to demonstrate where the Bible commands churches to provide a place where people can do trunk or treating, get candy, dress up as characters, and play games. Because I can't find anything in the Bible that would ever say that what the church is called to do. The church is a place of equipping saints, a place of worship, not fun, food, and activity. That's not what the church was ever called to do. And the one situation where the church added something, the agape feast, well, then Paul said, don't you have homes to eat in? Go home and eat. Go home and shove food in your face. But you come to church for a different purpose. So I just think that those were very important ideas. And I tried to articulate them as clearly as I can. I tried to demonstrate that Satanism is really an atheistic philosophy, and that, yes, the Satanic Bible does mention Halloween. So if you're going to say, look, it's in the Satanic Bible, also remember that the number one holiday for a Satanist is their own birthday. So then you would have, well, wait a minute. If Halloween is sinful because it's a holiday for Satanists, if Halloween is evil because it's a holiday for Satanists, well, then birthday celebrations would be evil because that's also a holiday for Satanists. So you have to really think these things through and try to find some level of consistency and not being absolutely crazy. But one of the absolute wonderful things I love about podcasting is the engagement I get with listeners, right? Now, sometimes that interaction, engagement with listeners can be maddening and frustrating and irritating and discouraging and depressing, as we witnessed in our entire series on people who reject salvation by faith alone, and that in crazy back and forth we had with someone on YouTube, and it was just crazy, and that thing just was horrible. But there are other times where the engagement and interaction is very edifying. I learn something and I'm challenged, and they provide information that then can be brought to this microphone and add to the discussion. And that's what we have for you. That's what I have for you today. I always say we, but that's what I have for you today. Someone on YouTube posted two very lengthy comments under the broadcast we did about Halloween, Satanism, and Christianity. And they did a lot of history and a lot of connecting. Now, I have not went and verified all of their claims or all of their research. I am going to provide it to you to add to the discussion, and then you can do some research and see what you think and see what you can determine what you think about their approach to the entire subject. I think it's very interesting. I think they make some very interesting points. And so I wanted to just turn on the microphone and add to it. I will probably offer some commentary, but I'm just going to read through the comments. Again, the comments are public on YouTube, so therefore I'm going to read them. I'm not going to say the name because I never want to make it feel like in any way that I'm either trying to out someone or trying to attack anyone. In this particular case, I'm just adding their comments to the discussion. And then you can tell me what we think. I'm almost sure there'll be those out there who will disagree. And that's one of the reasons I definitely wanted to share these comments, because I know there'll be people out there who will disagree because they're getting information that would say something maybe very different than this. So I wanted this perspective to be heard, because I think many Christians only hear these sometimes a very limited view about Christians and Halloween, which has led to a lot of, I think, misunderstanding, a lot of confusion, a lot of guilt, a lot of not knowing what to do, or trying to hide what you're doing because you feel like everyone is condemning you. I think this maybe add an added layer to our discussion. I challenge you to do your own research to everything you're about to hear, and I want you to really think about it. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to add a new word. All right? Here's what we're going to do. So I've given you the words Christian liberty, or just liberty. I've given you the word sin, and I've given you the word hypocrisy. I've explained what I want you to do with the subject of Halloween in regards to those three words, liberty, sin, and hypocrisy. But there's a new word, right? I'm going to spell it out for you. The word is spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. S-A-M-H-A-I-N. Now, if I was to ask you to pronounce that word, there's a high probability, if you're not familiar with the word, that you're going to say it completely wrong. So I'll let you hear how you're supposed to say it.
Samhain.
One more time.
Samhain.
One more time.
Samhain.
Samhain. All right? The word Samhain. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Okay, that's the word is Samhain. Again, it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, but it's Samhain. I'm going to do something here. I'm going to give you some – I didn't even think about doing this, because Samhain is going to be talked about in the comments that someone sent to us on YouTube, but I want to give you some basic information of Samhain. Samhain is a Gaelic festival marking the end of the harvest season and beginning of winter or darker half of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. It is held on November 1, but with celebrations beginning on the evening of October the 31st, as the Celtic day began and ended at sunset. All right, so there we have it, Samhain. All right, it's a Gaelic festival marking the end of harvest season and the beginning of winter or darker half of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. It is held on 1 November, but with celebrations beginning on the evening of 31 October as the Celtic day began and ended at sunset. All right, now, one more time. Let's do this. I'll just play it for you one more time, just so that you can hear it, so that you know exactly how to say it.
Samhain.
Samhain. All right. Samhain. Now, again, it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. Samhain. Now, why am I giving you the word Samhain? Because a lot of people, when they say you should not celebrate Halloween, it's bad, it's evil, is they draw a correlation between modern day Halloween and Samhain. And they're like, see, Samhain was this bad thing, and some of those practices are and so it's pagan, it's wrong, it's evil, don't engage in it. And we've already talked about just sometimes how, like, how far do you take that? Again, look up the names for the days of the week, for the months, and then there's just, I mean, there's so, I mean, again, you can look up the celebration of one's own birth and probably, I mean, there's just so many different ways that you can go with this that sometimes it just gets absolutely crazy. But we're going to look at Samhain, and we're going to see, it's going to be mentioned in these comments, and then we'll go there. So here, this was sent to me 4 hours ago, and they broke it into two parts. Here's part one, and we'll call this a few additional thoughts, because that's how they started. A few additional thoughts. And they wrote a small book here, okay? And I greatly appreciate someone being writing at, like, it wasn't attacking. It was more thoughtful and like, here's some additional thoughts. And I greatly appreciate that versus the way some people decide, you know, when you basically get approached, you're an idiot, you're going to go to hell. That tends not to lead to good dialogue. All right, but here we go. All right. This is how they begin. And even if I tried to pronounce this person's name, I probably would utterly, completely destroy it. But that's a whole different story. All right, here we go. It's difficult to ignore the onslaught, predominantly from various religious sites, that starts about this time every year. Now, all right, very good. That right there, I am 100% agreement, because usually it's religious sites right about this time of year where you start getting article after article after article about Halloween, 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 Halloween. Don't do it. Don't do this. Christians shouldn't do this. Christians shouldn't do this. Christians shouldn't do that. And sometimes you'll have those that will say, hey, it's no big deal. Others that say, you know, it's basically you're worshiping Satan, and they're all over the place. Now, the thing is, they, and all of these articles and all of these websites and all the podcasts and everything that comes out, they make all kinds of claims. And so then the listener has to decide how much research are you going to do in regards to these subjects. And you could, I mean, you really, it's like a rabbit trail that you could chase and spend, you know, who knows how many hours of your life trying to figure out what to do. And when it's all said and done, you still may be indecisive, going, am I doing something wrong? Am I committing a sin? That's why I want you to think about Halloween, a lot of Christian liberty, sin, and hypocrisy. Right. And try to figure out there's obviously some things that are just clear, like, you know, obviously trying to contact, a dead relative, trying to contact the spirit of the dead. Now, you know, you're engaging in something clearly outlined as unbiblical. Right. So there's some lines you can draw. There's some lines you can clearly draw. Those are the lines you need to clearly figure out, and then try to put the things where, OK, this I don't know about. And then you may put that in, maybe, possibly, in the category of Christian liberty. But here we go. It's difficult to ignore the onslaught, predominantly from various religious sites, that starts about this time every year. The internet begins to be flooded with articles and videos concerning the supposed origin of many of the present-day traditions associated with Halloween. Some are subtle in their message, whilst others loudly tout it as being nothing short of the birthday of Satan himself. Now we need some ominous music, okay? Now, I'm adding emotion to the words. I don't know how the author intended the emotions to sound, but for me, that's what it comes across. Like, I've been within Christianity long enough to go, basically, okay, Halloween, it's demons are everywhere. Satan, it's probably in your closet. Okay, the phone call's coming from inside your house, and it's not a serial killer. It's Satan himself. Run, 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 run. Okay, but what's funny is run, run, but don't run to church for a sermon. Don't run to church for prayer and worship. Run to church for a fall festival, because that's how we fight the demonic, satanic holiday of Halloween. We do so by dressing up and getting candies and playing games. You see how just utterly ridiculous Christianity looks? Like, this is a really satanic day. And so what we're going to do is we're going to engage in spiritual warfare by having a fall festival. Okay, it just seems like Come on now, come on. So Satan is really doing something bad on this day, but what we're going to do is we're not going to be at church praying, fasting, scripture, you know. No. We're going to be playing games, because I guess that's how you fight Satan on his high holiday. You see, at some point, you should stop taking some Christians serious on the whole subject. Let's continue. An attempt to comment on the complete misunderstandings due to either lack of research or being taught incorrectly. Now, I really appreciate this person being nice, right? Because this person could say, or Christians just being absolutely dishonest. Because in some cases, I just feel like they're just being dishonest. But I do like their more level-headed approach, just saying that it's either due to a lack of research or being taught incorrectly. Now, some of it is that they've been taught incorrectly. But if you don't research what you've been taught, it just becomes a little sloppy, right? Just become like, I don't know how many times I've heard pastors say things about the Satanic Bible. And then when I say, you know, that's not in the Satanic Bible, like, well, how would I know? I'm not going to go look it up. Well, then why are you quoting something from the Satanic Bible? Okay. I've seen people do that with a Quran. Muslims believe this. It's in the Quran. You're like, where is that in the Quran? Where did you find that exactly? It was on a website. Yeah, that lied to you. Okay. So, all right. So they're being very nice. But there is a lot of misunderstandings. I think that is fair to say. And he goes on to say, and whoever this is, I cannot speak if they are male or female. So I'll try to be whomever they may be. They stated this: in attempting to comment on the complete misunderstandings due to either a lack of research or being taught incorrectly, and utter absurdities circulating about the supposed origins of both Halloween and its assumed predecessor, which is, come on, class, we all know it.
Samhain.
Samhain. The assumed predecessor of Halloween is Samhain. All right, I want everyone to know that. The assumed predecessor. Many would say the predecessor to Halloween is Samhain. So if Samhain is the predecessor, many people are going to make lots of claims about Samhain, and then even if you can say it is the predecessor, then the question is, okay, whatever Halloween was, if Samhain was the predecessor, did Halloween become its own unique thing and lose its connection to its predecessor? Like, you see, trying to trace it back, going, okay, oh, this is connected to this, this is connected to this. Okay, therefore I can't have anything to do with it. I mean, sometimes when Christians start that, it's like, you know, it can get crazy, all right? But let's continue on with what they have to say here. So Samhain, all right, so the assumed predecessor is Samhain, as well as their associated customs. It is honestly difficult to know where to even begin. To encompass it all would quite easily make for a small book. Right? Maybe I would challenge the person. The person appears to be a very articulate writer. I'm not good as a writer. I'm good at turning on a microphone and talking. Well, okay, let's take that back. Some may say I'm not even good at that, but there's probably a market every October for a small book dealing with all of the issues surrounding Halloween, Samhain, or anything else, because there's so much misunderstanding and confusion. So, self-publish, get it on Amazon, create a website, do a podcast, you know, market it, because there's, you know, if you can do very, and make sure it's clearly documented, all of the information is clearly documented, there's probably a good, you know, market for it, or at least I think so. Maybe Christians just don't care anymore. But, you know, you still get, already on crosswalk.com, I've already seen maybe two or three articles already published about Halloween, and I haven't even looked around. I bet you there's more everywhere else. So, Samhain, if I say it incorrectly, I apologize, but when you look at the word Samhain, I mean, it's hard for me to go Samhain, okay? I just have to think that, okay, I have to just know it, because when you look at it, you wouldn't draw that conclusion. But okay, but everybody understands that. Here we go. Modern Halloween, as we know it today, is just that. A modernly invented secular holiday, combining elements of an earlier American tradition called Hell Night, along with a healthy dose of good old Hollywood thrown in for good measure. Now, I want you to stop right there. That's very important. If you come to the conclusion that Halloween is nothing more than a modern day secular holiday. If you can draw that conclusion, hey, this, stop trying to find all of these ancient connections. It's really just a modern day secular holiday, has more to do with Halloween. He connects it to something known as Hell Night. Or I'm sorry, Hollywood, not Hollywood. So let's say this again. If we can determine that Halloween is nothing more than a modernly invented secular holiday that basically it's a healthy dose of Hollywood, and that's all that it is, then you don't have to get so caught up in, oh, is it connected to this pagan thing or this pagan thing or this pagan thing? You can just say, okay, it's a modern day secular holiday. Now, if I engage in a modern day secular holiday, am I committing some kind of sin? Or would this definitely fall within the realm of Christian liberty? And if it does fall within the realm of Christian liberty, then okay, again, don't hurt other people with it. But if you for some reason still believe even a modern day secular holiday that has a healthy dose of Hollywood is evil, well, then don't commit hypocrisy. Don't commit hypocrisy. That's the only thing I would have to say. But they say that it's also connected with an earlier tradition called Hell Night. All right. Virtually all American customs associated with Hollywood. I keep confusing Hollywood with Halloween. Maybe they need to be confused. Maybe that's what Halloween is. All right. Virtually all American customs associated with Halloween originated right around the 1920s or 1930s or so. Well, there are some vestigial elements from pre-Christian religions and some of the customs, the apple traditions, bobbing for apples, for example, but that's from Romans, not the Celts. That's interesting. The modern costumes, the blood, the gore, the reveling in death and destruction, the candy, even the phrase and concept of trick or treat dates itself no earlier than the 1900s America. In short, it's a relatively new phenomenon and represents a mix of cultures, capitalism, and accommodation. Now, I love the fact that they throw in capitalism because that's what I see Halloween is. It's just someone realizes, hey, we can sell a lot of candy and we can sell costumes. Oh, and we can make some serious money, Hollywood, off making some scary movies, release them around October, and it's just money, 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 money. And then you basically almost have an industry that can thrive just off the money they can make around starting at the beginning of October to October 31st. I think capitalism drives it more than anything. You're just engaging a good old American capitalism where they want to use scary things, right? Dark things and candy and that to have a fun time. Now, I don't know. You can't ignore that. You just can't ignore that that's what's going on. All right. All right. And I do think it's important to know the vestigial elements from pre-Christian religions. There may be some things left over from pre-Christian religions, but those are just like some very few customs that have been brought over. And then again, then even if they've been brought over, do they still have any true connection to those pre-Christian religions? So, all right, let's continue. It's simply not a holiday that has close ties to the ancient past, nor does it have some pagan antecedent, nor is it a continuation of several ancient customs, as some would have one believe. Now, I really think that this is a very level-headed approach and not so conspiratorial and using almost fear-mongering to scare everyone to death. I think that this is just, it's a more modern day. I know this is not exactly how they wrote it, but I would just say that Halloween is a secular holiday that has more to do with Halloween or more to do with Hollywood and capitalism than anything else. So this is the way I would define Halloween now. All right. Now, early on in my Christian life, again, I didn't understand a lot of things and bought into a lot of things. And again, if you go back then, it wasn't as easy to do research as it is in 2021. All right. So again, I would say Halloween, if we're going to try to understand this, is more of just a modern day secular holiday that has more to do with Hollywood. For some reason, I keep mixing the words and capitalism than it does ancient pagan rituals and Satan himself. All right? Now, it's secular. Yes, nobody can deny that. But there are lots of secular holidays that we engage in, correct? Now, you may say, but they have some connection to something religious. Okay, but put it this way. I've said it before. I think one of the worst things that ever happened from a religious perspective, from a Christian perspective, was making Christmas a federal holiday. I think that's the worst thing that ever happened. Once it became a federal holiday, for all practical purposes, Christmas became a secular holiday where you brought in all of these secular elements so that everyone could celebrate, just not religious people, the Easter. And again, some of these days, I understand people want to go back and find pagan connections, but Easter basically has become a secular holiday. So you bring in the Easter bunny and all of that because societies love holidays. They love celebrations. They love time off from work. So for Christians, when any of these holidays, if there's a Christian element there for many of these other holidays, then just focus on the Christian element and ignore all of the other and just make it like, oh, no, we're not worried about all the other stuff. We're going to focus on these things. But in many cases, even Christians embrace the other aspects. I mean, many Christians embrace gift giving at Christmas. They'll try to find a biblical justification. Well, the wise men brought gifts to Jesus. Yeah, because it was about Jesus, not about us. But we then hijack it and then make it about us. Okay, whatever the case may be. But I just think that it's a secular holiday. That's what Halloween is. It's a secular holiday that's more about Hollywood and capitalism. I really think that. And when you do that, you can see how it would fit far better within the realm of Christian liberty than it would sin. All right. And again, I love this line. It's simply not a holiday that has close ties to the ancient past, nor does it have some pagan antecedent, nor is it a continuation of several ancient customs, as some would have one believe. To be completely fair, the former American tradition known as Hell Night had its ultimate origins in the relatively harmless pranks originating in Ireland and Scotland on Halloween. It is only here in America where it became extremely destructive and basically vandalism. In nature, a social and physical manifestation of the frustration economic times of the post-depression era. All right, really adding in historical context here. Again, I'm not super familiar with Hell Night. So it's interesting that this one brought this one up and showing where some of these things have their origins. Again, and more modern origins, not necessarily pagan origins. Perhaps the most difficult aspect of researching the various origin traditions and assumed truths about Halloween is sifting through all of the data and doing a deep dive into the historical records. In short, separating what is historical fact from historical myth and urban legend. What we find is that the origin of most Halloween traditions, beliefs, come from the latter, historical fiction, rather than the former, historical fact. Right? Many people associate modern Halloween primarily with three things: the old Celtic celebration of Samhain, and asserting that most of Halloween's customs can be traced to Samhain celebrations. Satanism, asserting that Halloween's origins are satanic, as evidenced by the many Satanists who use the day to promote their beliefs. And All Saints Day, asserting that the early church established the holiday to Christianize Samhain. Upon a more critical examination, however, these associations fall more into the categories of wishful thinking and urban legend than the actual historical fact. So let's go through this again. Many people associate modern day Halloween with three things: the old Celtic celebration of Samhain, and asserting that most of Halloween's customs can be traced to Samhain's celebrations. Satanism, asserting that Halloween's origins are satanic, as evidenced by many Satanists who use the day to promote their beliefs. And that's what I focused more on, the supposed satanic connection, because of the Satanic Bible having it as their third most important holiday on page, 97 of the Satanic Bible. My Satanic Bible is currently not next to me. I don't know where it's at, but we covered that yesterday. So we looked at that. And again, you just have to then acknowledge that also then a birthday is satanic because, that's also in the Satanic Bible as the number one satanic holiday. All right? And then The third is All Saints Day, which many believe the early church basically used All Saints Days to Christianize Samhain. Upon a more critical examination, however, these associations fall into mere categories of wishful thinking and urban legends and actual historical fact. Let's briefly cover these three supposed origins, all right? So we have, first one we're going to look at is Halloween and Samhain, all right? Halloween and Samhain. Okay, here we go. Let's look at it. Halloween and Samhain. To say that modern Halloween's connections to Samhain, they add the pronunciation here. That's good. In parentheses, that's Samhain, by the way. Thank you very much, because I would have gotten it wrong. But I looked it up anyway. When I saw the word, I came up with how I was going to pronounce it. And then I was like, wait a minute. I better look this up. And then I said, oh, it's Samhain. And then I forgot that he added the pronunciation, or whomever they may be, added the pronunciation here. All right. To say that modern Halloween's connection to Samhain is incredibly tenuous at best would be an overstatement. Despite the horror stories one typically hears, the truth is that painfully little is actually known about it. To attempt to connect Samhain to the traditions of modern Halloween is for the most part wishful thinking. It's just not possible. The connection just isn't anywhere near as strong as some would apparently like it to be. But it seems that this supposed connection is also from where the bulk of the absurdities describing Halloween's pagan past derive. The shift now seems to be away from the erroneous and utterly ludicrous Samhain as Celtic Lord of the Dead to the equally erroneous Samhain as the Celtic Feast of the Day. Most accounts we have of Samhain come from early Christian Irish monks who, for obvious reasons, painted it in the worst light possible, embellishing their stories with superstitions that were current in their day. The reality is they really knew nothing more of Samhain than we do today. By most historical accounts, Samhain proper was preceded by 3 days and followed by 3 days. Samhain seems to have been a time to honor ancestors prepared for winter and celebrate the final harvest of the year. Celebrations included horse racing. That sounds a lot like most European holidays from October through January. Ancient texts indicate indeed the word Samhain itself in Irish Gaelic. And then they give different ways that it's pronounced in different languages and dialects. Simply means summer's end in these languages. It is also the name for the entire month of November in Scots Gaelic. Ancient Gaelic texts also speak of it as a time to pay tithing, gather taxes, and holding of judicial assembly. Samhain shares a date with Halloween and perhaps a feeling, but really not much more. Indeed, so much of Halloween feels pagan, but really not much more. Indeed, so much of Halloween feels pagan that attempts to connect those things to ancient Samhain simply feels right. So more it's like, oh, well, this feels like we could connect it. We feel like we could connect it, but according to this, there's no real connection. And practices and purpose and ideas and philosophy, there's really no connection between that and modern day Halloween. Now, some people may argue, and by all means, do the historical research. I'm just providing their perspective. Now, I would just ask you that if you do research, don't run to some crazy conspiracy website. Look for primary sources. Not second, third-hand sources that supposedly quotes from something, and then you go and try to find the original quote, and you never can find the original quote. Go actually look and see what you can find, if you believe it's that important for you to draw correlation and connection. Again, I think just anyone honest will see that Halloween is a modern secular holiday that has more to do with Hollywood and capitalism than anything else. All right, I think that that's very accurate in most cases. It says Halloween and Satanism. Halloween's association. Now, so we looked at Halloween and Samhain, I should say. But, and we see that there's really no real true meaningful connection of any kind. And even if there was a connection, here's the thing to ask yourself. Even if Halloween has a direct connection to Samhain, Samhain, even if there is a direct connection between the two, what ultimately would that prove? And why would that ultimately make Halloween evil? Hey, there was this ancient thing called Samhain that was the predecessor to Halloween, and there's some similarity, or it's a direct connection. Samhain led to Halloween as we know it. Let's say if you even go all the way out and just logic, let's just try to take this logically. Let's say that it's a direct connection, like to the very letter. Let's say that's true. Would then that make Halloween sinful or evil? If you can take meat that's offered unto pagan idols, and that's not sinful to buy and eat, well, then if there's a day of celebration, the issue is what you are celebrating and what you're doing, not its connection. That's what I've never understood that. Well, wait, December 25th, it has pagan connections. The question is, are you celebrating paganism? Are you worshiping something pagan? If you're not, well, then what difference does it make what happened on that day in the past? Who cares if Halloween has some connection with something in the past? The issue is, what are you doing on that day? What are you doing? Well, we're going around knocking on doors and getting candy and playing dress up and just having a fun night and maybe tell scary stories or watch, you know, like, now, are you worshiping Satan? Are you renouncing your faith in Christ? Are you sacrificing a human being on an upside down cross and drinking their blood? Okay, now we're somewhere. But it's just like, oh no, if there's any connection, I just think that's the question is, what are you doing? And Samhain, there is, even if there was a connection, I don't even see anything in Samhain that would really be like, oh no, that's horrible. The question is, let's say there was horrible things in Samhain. Are you doing those things? Are you celebrating those things? They'd be like, well, you know what? Really bad things happened on Wednesdays. In history, I can find some really bad things that happened in Wednesday. I'm sorry, that was me dropping my pencil. Just think about this logically. Let's say, okay, Wednesdays, there were some really bad things that happened in Wednesdays in the past, so I can't do anything in Wednesdays on the present. In fact, we shouldn't even use the word Wednesday. Well, I mean, that's ridiculous. Am I engaged in those bad practices? Am I doing it? It's just the name of a day. It's a day on a calendar. So December, Christmas, whatever. Easter, I don't like the term Easter, but okay, Resurrection Day, because again, I'm focusing on trying to celebrate something Christian. Who cares what anybody did in the past on that day? From a Christian perspective, am I celebrating anything inherently wrong or evil? If I am I doing something wrong or evil? That's really the question. All right. Now, Halloween and Satanism. Halloween's association with satanic worship and practices, though real, is a very modern phenomenon. 1960s to the present. Now, I know that's to be accurate because the Satanic Bible was published in 19. Hang on. Let me see if I can. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go see if I can find my Satanic Bible really quick. Just stay right there. Don't leave. Don't leave. Let's see here. Where is it? I don't have it. I don't have it. Oh, I know what I can do. I know what I can do. Let's do this. I know that was very unprofessional, but I really thought it was in my book bag. All right, here we go. I think it's 1968. I'm almost positive. I know it's in the 1960s. When was the Satanic Bible published? All right, 1969. The Satanic Bible was originally published in 1969. All right, so that's when it's published. So let me go back through this again. All right, Halloween and Satanism. Okay, here we go. Halloween and Satanism. Halloween's association with satanic worship and practices, though real, is a very modern phenomenon, 1960s to the present, and of course has zero connection to the pre-Christian Celtic holiday, Samhain. Most people do not realize that the connection here is no more than 50 to 60 years old. For those who observe Samhain, Satanists are regarded with just as much disgust and disdain, indeed, if not more so, than Christians regard them. Satanists are responsible for appropriating this day to not only promulgate their beliefs, but to completely twist the day into something it never, never was. Not to defend them in any way, but again, to be completely fair, it should be noted that most supposed practices of these groups are, again, based upon complete misinformation and supposition, not actual fact. Many of their assumed and supposed practices stem from the so-called Satanic Panic, a conspiracy theory that swept across America in the 1980s and the early 90s, which I know it did because I lived through it and I mentioned it in my last broadcast. It was insane. The Satanic power conspiracy theory that swept across the nation in the 80s and 90s. Remember, I experienced right here in West Texas, small West Texas towns, on I can think of at least maybe one Halloween or two Halloweens, where they passed a curfew where nobody could be out because they were afraid that Satanists were going to kidnap kids and kill them. And again, the person who really, and I really do blame this individual for this, was Mike Warnke with the Satan Cellar, and who claimed that he was a high satanic priest who converted to Christianity. Come to find out that his whole supposed satanic past was all made up and it was all a lie. But it bought into that. It promoted that panic and that fear and that concern that there was, you know, Satanism was about to kill us all. All right. So I definitely know about that conspiracy theory because I went through it. It seems, however, that some Christian denominations are doing their darndest to bring it back. Interviews and testimonies from Satanic Panic holdovers, as well as newcomers such as John Ramirez, are just one of many examples. Others, such as the late Anton LaVey, completely capitalized to the extreme on people's fears and assumptions about Satanism. LaVey's brand of Satanism actually has nothing to do with Satan at all. LaVey was an atheist, which I clearly articulated in my broadcast that it's a completely atheistic philosophy. That's what Satanism is. Satan represents things. He took all of this religiosity and this idea of Satan to be a symbol for the philosophy that is Satanism, which is clearly defined in the 9 satanic statements found in the front of the Satanic Bible. All right. Okay. And then, I responded to this person saying, thank you for all of this information. And that does a very, very, a very good job. That Halloween, modern day Halloween has nothing to do with Samhain. Nothing to do with Samhain. And even if you say it does, what are you actually participating in? Right? If there's some, let's say there's like somehow in Samhain, they did something that connected, you know, with trick or treat. There's some correlation there. Even if you tried to say there was a direct correlation, are you, if you go to the door and say trick or treat and someone doesn't give you candy, are you really going to vandalize their house, damage their property, pull some horrible trick on them? Well, if you're not, then you're not engaging in a bad practice. Those people want to give candy. You're going to the door to say trick or treat and you get the candy. The end. Okay. That's the end of it. Okay. That's, in fact, in some ways you can see it's a night of great generosity because people are giving away, people are buying money to give candy to someone else, to complete strangers. It's really an example of generosity. You could even argue there that it's actually a display of generosity. All right. So there you have it. Okay. Now, I think the person replied with a second part, and I got to find it here. I got to go back to all of my comments. Yeah, here was a part two. All right. All right, wait. A few additional thoughts. All right. Oh, no, that's part one. Where did part two go? I cannot find part two. Here we go. Here's part two. Why won't part two show up? Give me a second here. Let me go to the actual, see if I can get to the actual video. All right, here we go. To the actual video, where are the comments? For some reason, the second comment is not showing up. Give me a second. I can go to my email. because YouTube always sends me when I get comments. Give me a second. Let me go find it. Hurry up. We're at 49 minutes. All right, here we go. There's part one. Manage all comments. Why is part two not showing up? Where are they at? Here we go. No, no, no. Let's see here. Yeah, that is weird. Yeah, the part two is not showing up. I do not know why. For some reason, part two comment is not showing up. I don't know why. I think he goes, I can't remember all the things he went into, but that at least destroys most. We'll put it this way. That provides a very, I got to use my words carefully here. That provides a very detailed attempt to destroy a lot of the claims that are out there. Now, does it actually accomplish that? Well, you would have to go do research and verify and verify and verify and verify to see if that is the case. All right. So there we have it. So let's go through this again. All right. A lot of people try to say the predecessor to that the predecessor to Halloween is. Let me get back to it. Is this holiday. Here we go. Now, I can play.
Samhain. Samhain.
Samhain, all right? I want to say Samhain, but Samhain, all right? Samhain, I think, is acceptable as well, all right? Now, if I said Samhain at any point, I apologize. Samhain, all right? Now, I think we can clearly say that even if Samhain has any kind of connection to Halloween, even if you draw some connection, unless you're engaged in those exact same practices for those exact same reasons, it's kind of ridiculous to try to even draw the correlation. People did things in the past. They called it Samhain. They did them on October 31st and November 1st. And oh, there were 3 days preceding and 3 days after. Okay, so they had this period of time that was celebrated basically the end of summer, right? The beginning of winter, all right? They had their purposes, they had their reasons, maybe they had their superstitions, they had their practices, but their practices, their purpose, they understood them in a certain way. Now you jump from that to 2021, and now you have this thing that we know, this modern day thing that we know as Halloween. No one is running around doing things with Halloween going, oh, Samhain. We are celebrating the ancient festival, Gaelic festival of Samhain. And this is what, now if you find someone out there doing that, that's okay. That's what they are doing. But if you're just engaged in the modern day practice of celebrating Halloween, to try to draw the correlation to things of the past is just ridiculous. People did things in the past on a specific day. Do they have any meaningful, and I'll say meaningful connection to what people are doing today. And let's be honest, they don't have any. Go stand on the street of everyone going trick-or-treating on October the 31st and say, you're celebrating Samhain? You're celebrating? What are you talking? I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm celebrating Halloween. I'm taking my kids trick-or-treating. Can you leave me alone? Okay, right? Like no. Hey, all the people lined up to get into a haunted house on October 31st. Are you here celebrating Samhain? They don't know what you're talking about. They're not. Are you here celebrating Satanism? No. Are there Satanists out there celebrating on Halloween? Yes, they are, because that's connected to their philosophical system. You're not participating in that. You're participating in a modern-day secular holiday that has more to do with Hollywood and capitalism than anything else. That's what you're doing. Now, you have to determine, does that fit within Christian liberty or does it equal sin? If it does equal sin, then you have to then be consistent and apply that same principle to pretty much anything and everything. The celebration of one's own birth, all kinds of other days. You have to connect it and connect it. And here's what I find very interesting. It's always when this is one of the things that holidays drive me crazy. This is one of the reasons I hate holidays. And if I sound distracted, I apologize. It's about 900 degrees currently in the sanctuary, and I've got literally sweat pouring off of me because I forgot to turn on the air conditioning when I came into the building, and I got excited to get started, and now I'm sitting here going, I'm going to pass out, okay? So if I've gotten distracted at any point, I apologize. To the person who wrote the email, I know I kind of skipped over some words and changed some words, and then I think there's one word I know I completely messed up how I said it. Vestige. I can't remember. I explained it. So for everything I misread, I apologize. All right. But so I want you to think about this. I hate holidays of almost every kind because there's always so much debating and controversy surrounding them that in many cases it takes the fun out of it. Right? It's like it doesn't matter what you celebrate. Oh no, this day is connected to that. And this, and everyone wants to yell and scream and yell and scream. For example, Thanksgiving. A lot of people say, well, Thanksgiving, how dare you celebrate Thanksgiving? Because Thanksgiving is when the pilgrims, you know, supposedly had a meal with the Native Americans, and we don't even know how historically accurate it was. And then we know what went on there. These people who came from Europe came here and wiped out Native Americans, stole their land. So this really shouldn't be, there's nothing thankful about this day. This is a day about genocide and stealing land, and it's horrible, and we should not celebrate it. And yes, I understand a lot of bad things happened in the past. I do understand that. But give me a break. Modern day Thanksgiving celebrations have very little to do with pilgrims sitting down to have a meal with Native Americans. It has very little to do with it. You know what Thanksgiving is for most Americans? Just thankful they have a day off. They're thankful to spend time with family. They're thankful for food. They're thankful for football, Black Friday sales. They're thankful for the holidays. It's just about families getting together, being thankful. Did things happen in the past that are not good? Now, I'm not saying we ignore the history of it. Oh, we should know the history. That's what history classes are for. And history classes where we learn the good, the bad, and the ugly. But does that have any modern connection? Now, what happens is when, quote unquote, when liberals say something bad about Thanksgiving, conservatives are like, oh, give me a break, get over it, you know, it has nothing to do. But then those same conservatives were like, Halloween is connected to an ancient pagan this. It's like everyone looks for something in the past to condemn a celebration in the present if for some reason they don't like the celebration in the present. So some cases we just find things in the past to simply condemn what we don't like in the present, not that we actually really care. So I just think that we have to, you know, it's like Columbus Day. Yes, you can talk about the things Columbus did, good, bad, whatever. Now you can say, well, we don't really need a day about that person. Or, well, I mean, you can look at it from, you can look at the good, you can look at the bad. I mean, everything, there's always good and bad in everything in history. There's very little in history is ever perfect, right? Everything in, you know why? Because history is the story of flawed human beings. And there's going to be good and there's going to be bad. And guess what? October 31st, there's things in the past that were bad that weren't Christian. Now, what's going on in the present? What are you doing with the present? What are you doing with it? Are you committing some kind of sin? Now, again, if you're sitting there trying to contact, you know, going to a psychic, reading tarot cards, doing things that from a Christian perspective would be sinful, that's a whole different story. But if you're just participating in the basic secular holiday of going around, kids dressing up, saying trick or treat. Now, if you don't want to do it because of your conscience, I'm not going to argue with you. But I just think that you have to take all of these things into consideration and come up with a more thoughtful approach and not rely on half-truths, misrepresentation, mischaracterization, urban legend, downright lies, absurdities, and dishonesty. Because here's the one thing Christians should all agree on. And we'll end with this. I don't care if the subject is Halloween. I don't care if the subject is anything. But one thing Christians should all, this is biblical. We should care about finding the truth, speaking the truth, and living according to truth. And we should never engage in mischaracterization, misrepresentation, and lies. That's what I would say. Now, I've provided you information. All this information needs to be verified. If this information is accurate, I definitely know the whole satanic connection is a modern day connection. It's a modern day connection. And again, it has very little to do with what people are actually doing on Halloween. And we can draw that. Now, yes, it's in the satanic Bible, but so is your birthday. That I can bear. I can definitely agree with the whole satanic power conspiracy theory because I lived through it and watched the effects it had in actual society and city governments making crazy decisions based off a conspiracy theory. We see a little bit of that with QAnon right now. All right. So there's no question that there is misinformation out there. There's no question, especially about the Halloween Satan connection. And not even realize Satanism is an atheistic philosophy. It's Samhain connection. I think even if you want to say that Samhain had a lot of bad stuff, let's say that you say that this person played down the bad stuff and there was really bad stuff. Okay, let's say that there were 25 horrible things that happened during Samhain. Let's say that's absolutely true. What does it have to do with Halloween in 2021? Are you engaging in those bad things? Again, bad things of the past, they're there, shouldn't be ignored. We should learn about them. Doesn't mean that what we're doing today has any real meaningful connection in any way, shape, or form. There, we'll stop right there. All right, you can email me, newsif@yahoo.com, newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. I apologize to the person who gave the second comment. I don't know why your second comment is currently missing, but I don't have time to figure it out on the air. We may come back to it before October the 31st, but I have to move on to other things for the rest of the afternoon, right? Like turning on the air conditioning before I pass out. All right. Thank you for listening. Everyone have a great day. God bless.